Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 10 of The Spiritual Combat, The Exercise of the Will, The End to Which All Our Actions, Interior and Exterior, Should Be Directed. We have spoken concerning the necessity of regulating one's understanding. It is necessary also to control one's will, so that it is not abandoned to its own inclinations, but it is conformed entirely to the will of God. It must be observed that it is not sufficient to desire, or even to execute, what is most pleasing to God. It is also requisite to desire and to perform one's actions under the influence of His grace, and out of a willingness to please Him. Here will arise the greatest struggle with our nature, constantly thirsty for its own pleasure. Even in lofty spiritual undertakings, it seeks its own satisfaction, residing there without the least scruple, since there is no apparent evil. The following is the result. We begin acts of religion not from the sole motive of doing the will of God, but for a sensible pleasure that often accompanies such acts. The illusion is still more subtle, as the object of our affection is more commendable in itself. Who would imagine that self-love, criminal as it is, should prompt us to unite ourselves to God, that in our desire to possess Him, we should pursue our own interests rather than His glory and the accomplishment of His will, which should be the only motive for those who love Him, seek Him, and profess to keep His laws. If we desire to avoid such a dangerous obstacle, we must accustom ourselves not to desire or execute anything, unless it is through the impulse of the Holy Spirit, combined with a pure intention of honoring Him, who desires to be not only the first principle, but also the last end of every word and action, through the observance of the following method. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not enough just to want what God wants. It's not enough just to carry out what God wants. If we're seeking spiritual perfection, Father Scupoli is telling us we have to do these actions, execute these actions, perform these actions under the influence of His grace and out of a willingness to please Him. In other words, the origin of the action has to be the movement of God in our soul, and the end of the action has to be to please Him. And this is where he says there's going to be a great struggle. Why? Because our fallen human nature mainly wants to satisfy itself. We want to feel some kind of consolation, some kind of satisfaction, some kind of sensible pleasure in what we do. But if we want to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, then we have to fight against this illusion that he says. The illusion is that we start with, like we're really starting with God, when in fact, we're just trying to please ourselves. We're really pursuing our own interests and not His glory and the accomplishment of His will. And so what he says that we have to begin to try to do is to watch ourselves, to stop ourselves. And before we do anything, as soon as we begin to desire to do something, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can have a pure intention in what we do. So that the first principle, the first source of what we're doing is God and His will. And that the last end, the reason why we're doing it, is His will. Now, this sounds very lofty. It is lofty. And the rest of this chapter we'll look at later on is going to give us a method and some advice on how we can go from where we are now, which is doing the will of God, wanting the will of God, to where He wants us to be. The much more pure intention. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.